study, Green New Deal would cost $93 trillion, over four times the national debt. By Sean Moran on February 25, 2019. Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY, Radical Green New Deal would cost over four times the national debt, according to a study released on Monday. American Action Forum, AAF, a conservative nonprofit run by former Congressional Budget Office CBO, Director Douglas Holtz-Eakin, released a study on Monday which found that Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal could cost somewhere between $51 and $93 trillion over the next 10 years. America's current national debt surpassed $22 trillion this year, which means the Green New Deal could cost more than four times the national debt. The Green New Deal is clearly very expensive, Off said in its report. It's further expansion of the federal government's role in some of the most basic decisions of daily life. However, would likely have a more lasting and damaging impact than its enormous price tag. Off wrote that the Green New Deal figure includes between $8.3 trillion and $12.3 trillion to meet the climate activists' plan to eliminate carbon emissions from the power and transportation sector, and $42.80 and $80.6 trillion for its economic agenda, which will provide jobs and health care for every American. Climate activists suggest that not acting on climate change may become more expensive than the plan. Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey's DMA plan referenced a United Nations report which said that catastrophic climate change could cost more than $500 billion annually in lost economic output by 2100. Markey tweeted on Monday that the study had artificially inflated the cost of the Green New Deal. Markey wrote, "Any so-called analysis of the hashtag Green New Deal that includes artificially inflated numbers that rely on lazy assumptions, including about policies that aren't even in the resolution, is bogus. Putting a price on a resolution of principles, not policies, is just big oil misinformation." Ocasio-Cortez questioned on Sunday whether people should stop having children to combat climate change. "Our planet is going to hit disaster if we don't turn this ship around, and so it's basically like there's a scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult," Ocasio-Cortez said. "And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question, you know, is it okay to still have children?" In January, the New York Progressive suggested that the world will end in 12 years if the world does not address climate change. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.